You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. A quarter of children in Sacramento County live in single-parent homes, and the impacts can have long-lasting effects on both parent and child. The county's Be Healthy Sacramento says children of single-parent households are at higher risk for emotional and behavioral problems, and even have higher morbidity rates. That's why a few years ago, a single parent opened a nonprofit resource center in Sacramento called Single Mom Strong. The mission is to help other women by providing a space to connect, learn, or even just take a breather. Since its opening in 2016, Single Mom Strong has helped hundreds of parents, and now they're offering new services to further their impact. Tara Taylor is the founder of Single Mom Strong and is joined by parent Megan Gillini. Thank you both for coming to Insight. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tara, I want to start with you. This was your idea. When were you compelled to open a nonprofit like Single Mom Strong?
Well, I raised my daughter alone. I got married and divorced very young and was solo parenting for most of her lifetime. And what I thought was interesting was, despite professional success, despite having income available to support her, it was still really challenging. So I thought when she left for college that perhaps I could use my business experience and my life experience combined to make a difference.
What was lacking in that experience as a single mom yourself that you're filling now with Single Mom Strong?
Most importantly, connection. I was really unsupported on my journey. And, you know, it really does make a difference to have someone to bounce ideas off of, parenting strategies off of, or just, you know, share when you're having a hard day or those kinds of things. So I think the loneliness and connection to counteract that loneliness is really important. So most importantly, Single Mom Strong is a community of single moms. They're joined by the commonality of, you know, carrying all those balls in the air at the same time. And that lived shared experience really bonds them, and they're able to lean on one another.
Yeah, when reading your bio, I mean, you had a successful career. I mean, you worked incredibly hard to provide a life for your child that, you know, typically would be provided by two parents. I mean, you write about that in your bio. But what I'm hearing from you is that what was missing was, you know, that connection and that support from other people going through the same thing.
Absolutely. And you know, that is what provoked my effort, because we think that money or resources are a solution, and they aren't necessarily. So most importantly, we need others. You know, it really does take a village. That is cliche, but it's true. And so I saw certain things show up in my child that, despite all of my effort, I still couldn't be a father. I still couldn't be, you know, a two-parent household. And so I wanted to figure out ways to maybe, you know, change that for children as they are growing up in the future.
Yeah, Megan, I see you nodding along. How did you become connected with Single Mom Strong?
Yeah, I found SMS on Facebook 4 years ago, and immediately after joining, I was welcomed. I wasn't sure if I was the right type of single mother to qualify to be part of the group, since I was divorced. But Tara quickly let me know that all single mothers are welcome, no matter our journey to single motherhood. So,
yeah. In that time, how has this nonprofit helped you and your family?
There's been so many ways that I've benefited from being a part of Single Mom Strong. One of the ways is my children and I have taken part in multiple events, and those have included bounce houses and rope training courses and picnics in the park, and just really feeling like we are part of a community. And I've made some incredible high quality friendships with women that probably I may not have encountered in my daily life otherwise. Some of the other examples are, I've participated in Mother's Day Out events, and those are just opportunities where we can have fun and develop those friendships and just feel like something part of a larger and group, and we can be stronger together than any one individual.
Yeah. What I'm hearing from you is that it helped fill, you know, a void for you personally as a mom, but you also see it be transformative for your children as well.
Yeah, they've participated in some of the summer camps, and they've also, developed friendships with some of the friends' kids that, I've met over the years. And they also saw how SMS helped us when my father was ailing in 2019. He was living with us, and Single Mom Strong developed a meal train. And moms that I didn't even know, which completely touches my heart, came by and dropped off meals. And it just really means so much to us. I absolutely love this organization.
Yeah, Tara, I can imagine, Megan is just, one of many people who would agree with Megan that are part of Single Mom Strong, because, when you're so busy just trying to get basic needs met and there's only 24 hours in the day, that can really catch up on you and you don't really get that breather.
Absolutely. We all need somebody to lean on, right? And single parenting, no one sets out, or very few people set out to be a single parent. You arrive here for a variety of different reasons, but all parents want the same thing. They just want the best for their children, right? And so it's really important that we have the resources to be able to allow us to be a good human being first, the best version of ourself, and then we can be the best version of ourselves as a parent. So we try to instill that. We create opportunities for our moms to, our Moms Night Out event, for example, we have free childcare on site, and then they'll go to a concert or a escape room, or just take a few hours to be a human being first and refill their own cups, so then they can go on and do their best as a parent.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're learning about a single parent nonprofit that is called Single Mom Strong. Okay, Tara, you have some new programs and resources for your members and clients. Tell us about them.
Yeah, so we started the organization back in 2016, 2017 as the community first, right? Because that's what we knew was most important. But then there seemed to be these themes that were recurring amongst all families, certain things, barriers to success that were really created issues that could be avoided. And so I started to look at what programming can we create that will maybe remove those barriers and allow our single moms to thrive. I see our single mothers as determined. They have grit. They have great work ethic. And so if we just remove those barriers, could they really, do well for themselves and their families? So the first and most important, I think, is quality preschool and childcare that is affordable on a single income budget. That is a challenge for everyone. Childcare is the equivalent of basically a mortgage payments. You're doubling your major expense every month when you have a child under the age of 5. And then, things like school closures. There's President's Week now, right? So what do you do when you're a working single parent when there's all of these days that school is closed? So we really looked at that and thought, this is an opportunity for us to create a solution to a really large problem that, again, it's 26% of our kids are in this environment. So EmpowerMe Preschool and Childcare is, I'm sorry,
Oh no,
is
keep
our
going.
preschool
You
childcare program.
broke up a little bit, but please continue.
Yeah, so our preschool childcare program is about 30% lower cost than others in the region. We also create opportunities for our moms to volunteer in exchange for additional discounts. And then the programs are really catered to meet the needs of children of single parents. We understand, as we were talking about earlier, Vicki, that there's only so many hours in the day, right? So mom has to come home from work, make dinner, do bath time, do all of these things. We also understand that the more books that are read to a child, the more there's a direct correlation with that child's success. So in our environment, we make sure we read more books than in any other environment every single day. So we're kind of closing that gap. So just really intentional about meeting those needs. That was the first and biggest program that kind of put our programs on the map. Another thing that we see is single moms get trapped in low-wage roles, typically because they're working around a child's school schedule or a childcare arrangement. And so we've now created some workforce development programming to support single moms specifically. There's three parts to our programming. The first is pre-employment coaching. So our moms have the opportunity to have a one-on-one session with a local executive that really makes that conversation specific to the single parent and her needs. It could be resume review, mock interviewing, just talking about how to change industries or change careers. Then we couple that with a career clothing closet. So our moms can shop the closet for free. It has prepared to, you know, clothe themselves properly for an interview or a first day on the job. And that really lends to their confidence. And then the last piece is our career exploration events. And those give single parents information and access to industry with low barrier to entry, but high income potential. So like manufacturing or skilled trades, things where women can potentially increase their income and increase their career trajectory.
Yeah, I mean, that is, I mean, that you just kind of laid out a whole curriculum there, Tara, which is amazing. In the last minute or so we have, Megan, I mean, I'm just curious, what have you taken advantage of during your time with Single Mom Strong?
Well, I've taken advantage actually of the pre-employment coaching during the pandemic. I found a need to change positions and find more stable employment. And so I hadn't interviewed for 9 years, so I was a little bit nervous, and I used SMS's pre-employment coaching to get helpful feedback on my resume and do a mock interview. And, you know, within a few months later, was able to secure a position where it's been really beneficial for my family.
I imagine your life would be a lot different if you didn't come across this nonprofit on Facebook.
Oh, yes. Very much so. Very much so. I wouldn't have the high quality friendships. And, you know, Tara's provides wonderful life coaching as well to single moms. I know many friends have taken advantage of that, too. So that's, I love being part of this community.
Megan and Tara, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much for having us.
Tara Taylor is the founder of Single Mom Strong, a nonprofit offering support and resources to single parents in Sacramento. And Megan Gallini is a parent as well as a client. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. We're back in just a moment.